Hi there, and welcome to another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. Today I am honored. You're laughing already. You're like, I can't believe this show's real. Neither can I sometimes. We are honored today. We're going to have to redo the whole thing now. We're honored today with the joining of Dais. Did I say it right?
Dais. Okay. You did say it right, unlike many others, but yes.
It's not, we've actually had a problem inside the company already with many people saying it incorrectly. I've heard Dees, and I've heard Dees, which is particularly nice. Do you hear that outside, or is it just us?
I think I wrote a blog post about all the different pronunciations we've heard. Actually, the Register wrote some coverage about the piece where they called it, I'm assuming, dice, because they had a picture of some lady rolling dice.
Makes sense.
And I'm like, okay, yeah, all right, well, whatever. They wrote about it.
They wrote interesting articles. They definitely wrote some interesting ones on us. Yeah. Okay, great. I'm sorry. We got off track. So, and I'm here with the folks joining the product team, and I want to do some introductions so you could all meet them and then learn a little bit more about Dais and sort of what some of the exciting things that we can expect. So why don't we go around and we can do introductions?
Sure. I'm Gabe Monroy. I'm going to be joining the PM team working on ACS. Okay. Yeah.
I'm Josh Schnell. I'm going to be joining the PM team working on ACS.
Wait, and what
Jason
are you
Hansen, shockingly, the PM team.
So we can already see that they're a lot more fun than we are here. I also noted that they joined Microsoft, and we immediately took them to a terrible looking conference room that is clearly a Microsoft conference room, and made them drink our water, which is Talking Rain. This is what we have. This is what we have at Microsoft. So you join Microsoft, and you can get all these beautiful.
Tell us a little bit about what Dais does.
We're gonna have to cut so much of this. This is a terrible episode. Go on. Tell us a little bit what Dais does.
So at Dais, we're actually focused pretty narrowly on trying to make Kubernetes easier to use for folks. So a lot of excitement around containers. A lot of excitement around distributed systems and what that means in a public cloud environment. Problem, this stuff's really hard to get going with, especially true for developers. So we built some tooling, the workflow project is sort of like a Heroku-style PaaS that installs on any Kubernetes cluster.
Right.
We have Helm, which is taken off like crazy. It's the de facto package manager for Kubernetes.
Awesome. Yeah.
Easy ways to install off-the-shelf software. And Steward, which is an effort to basically bring the Cloud Foundry service broker concept to the world of Kubernetes and containers
Right.
Unify those two worlds.
Right, and that service broker, which we've actually been pretty deeply involved with on the Cloud Foundry side, the key thing is that it enables you to sort of pick things up and move them around, right? You basically allow you to avoid getting locked into any underlying platform, which is great, right? It allows you to sort of move those solutions around. And so you're basically saying that on the Steward side allows you to do that, but with the Kubernetes story.
Yeah, exactly. I think, one of the things that has been, I've had the sad history of having wrote some of this Docker storage code, so I know how terrible some of that code is or was, I should say.
Got it. They've ripped that out.
They've ripped that out, thankfully. good news.
I wasn't sure what we were getting ourselves into.
But I think the reality is a lot of the stateful durable services are going to be backing mission critical workloads. You're not going to want to really run those inside containers if you can avoid it, because a lot of the cloud services that are provided by folks like Azure are going to be just operationally a lot safer and a lot easier to use. So one of the things I see about the service catalog and service broker efforts is making containers running your custom code interact nicely with a suite of services provided by,
contract. And so whether it's something using like something like SQLDB or something like our MongoDB on top of DocumentDB, right? Or then moving over and using something like, S3, but I don't know.
Yeah, who'd use that? I don't
know. But if you wanted to.
Although that was in my demo at KubeCon, so, man. But
thank you. That's it. There was some rethinking to do. No, just kidding. Of course. I mean, that's why I think part of the value and part of the excitement is the fact that you can take those solutions and you're not basically tying yourself forever to one platform. And then, basically the platform based on its merits will win, right? And I think that's the benefit of the whole story.
100%.
Yeah. Yep. Cool. Anything else, so that's great. Thank you so much. I think that's, I'm really excited. Anything else? So maybe what's the one thing that you've learned about I'm totally on the spot, by the way. He's not prepared for this. One thing that you've learned or surprised you about Microsoft, good or bad? Actually, let's say one good and one bad. No, don't say bad. Anything you want, but please don't say bad.
Well, so actually, just this morning, talking with Rick here, I learned that Azure's documentation right now is open source, and you can actually go in and put a pull request in
yeah.
to modify documentation, mm-hmm. and that can go through a review process and actually get up and available online.
Yeah.
There's comments, apparently, you know, maybe of the YouTube variety, but,
yeah.
You know, at least people can actually go comment on stuff, but then they can go in and fix it and
right.
get that actually merged into the docs. I believe Azure is the only cloud provider that actually
is that true?
That.
I didn't realize that. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, so now you can go to our documentation and please add comments and we'll get those updated. And so thank you for calling that out. Yeah. Anything else from you guys that you feel like, again, putting you on the spot, was surprising? You've been here, what, a day? So how much have you learned? A ton?
Well, the talking rain is delicious. Absolutely amazing. Come to Redmond and get some
yeah.
talking rain.
Yeah, come to Redmond and get some rain. Is it only here? Like, I honestly...
It's the only place I've seen
it. It's in the world.
It's
talking rain.
I think you've cornered the market.
I mean, it is. Talking rain here flows like wine.
It's right.
So
it's
beautiful. Yeah, absolutely.
But on the openness front, like ACS Engine, for example, all open source, the core of the ACS system, it's really nice to see how much open development is actually happening up here.
Yeah. And now more.
And more.
So thank
now
you guys so much for thank you for doing the show with me and indulging my ridiculousness. And also thank you for joining us. This is going to be a lot of fun, and looking forward to doing future shows about other cool stuff.
We're excited.
All right.
Excited
thank you.
Here.
And thank you for joining. If you've got questions for these guys, you can hit us up on hashtag Azure TWC. I forgot what the title was. Hashtag Azure TWC, which stands for Tuesdays with Corey. And we can also include probably they're much more popular than I am on Twitter, so we should definitely include their Twitter handles. If you guys want to give them out now, you can.
At GabberTV on Twitter.
And at OpenDeus.
At SlackX.
There you go. And so we'll put all those in with some pretty overlay. All right, that's it. That's all we've got. This has been a great show because of them and a mediocre show because of me. Thank you. Have a wonderful Tuesday, and we'll see you around. Okay, what are we, are you getting some B-roll? Is that what's going on here?
Of course.
Here at Microsoft.
Yeah.
No?
Reset.
Do I need to clap, though? I can't. What do you want?
Have someone else clap so I can see it.
That is odd. That looks like a beer bottle.
Nice.
I know. It's a very awkward little situation.
There you go.
All right. I feel like I'm like interviewing. Is that what I'm? Is that? Do
You just put it in the closer to the middle and down like that. That's all.
Awesome. This just got awesome. Yeah, exactly. Tell me, what do you think?
You don't have to be that close.
I know.
You don't have to be that close.
That's part of my.
Well, then I should turn down the microphone because it's pretty sensitive.
It's too late.